An expanding population, the need to bring in portable cells to accommodate the whole prison population, some driven to take their own lives in desperation. The island's prison at Jerby, still referred to by many as the new prison, is creaking at the seams to contain all those sent there. But it's not a particularly Manx problem, of course. Andrew Neilson of the Howard Penal Reform, speaking to an audience of 30 last night, including the Justice Minister, Jane Poole Wilson, put it into perspective.
If you were to inflate the population of Isle of Man up to 100,000, that would mean increasing the population by about 18%. And if you then take the prison population that inspectors saw in the summer of 132 and increase that by 18%, then you have an idea of what the prison population rate for the Isle of Man might be. Well, 18% more than 132 takes you to 156. So that would actually be higher than the prison population rate in England and Wales by some margin. And as I say, England and Wales is an outlier in Western Europe.
Obviously, governments don't want to spend millions and millions of pounds on prisons.
Mm.
They want to find answers. But a lot of those countries don't seem to be able to find the answer. Surely the answer must be out somewhere. We've heard of some experiences in America, I think in Texas, in which they have cut the prison population. So why aren't all countries doing that?
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, I think what's interesting about the Texas example is that they face the same problems that the government in London is currently facing about 20 years ago in the Texas example, which was that they were running out of cells, and that seems to have focused minds in a way that normally, I think, minds are not focused
just
on these issues.
Explain how they did it.
So in Texas, they looked at particularly at incentivizing good behavior. So if people engaged in courses in prison that would tackle the reasons why they might have offended, and they behaved well in prison, then they could basically earn time off their sentence, so that they could be released earlier.
And that worked.
And it did work. It did work in the.
Is it continuing, or is it?
It's still working. And the interesting thing in the Texas example is that the prison population dropped by about 20,000, I think, and crime continued to fall at the same time. So it wasn't a case of you must have a high prison population to have a low crime rate. You know, that we know from other jurisdictions that the two things are not linked in that way. And for that reason, I think it's quite right for the government in London to be looking at Texas as an example, and there are other countries they're looking at as well.
Yes, Starmer has pushed it up the agenda, which you were surprised by.
I mean, I was surprised by, but I think he was quite right to do that, because they were, over the summer, looking at running out of cells. That's a very serious situation for any government to be in.
Can you tell me, Bob Ringham of the Independent Monitoring Board, what do you do?
We visit the prison, monitor the conditions in which the detainees are kept, where they're put through training, any operational issues. Generally just make sure the prison operates in a safe and effective manner.
Who are you appointed by?
We're appointed by the minister, but we're independent. We are not employed by the government. We are volunteers. There's currently 9 of us.
Were you sought out by the department?
No, they advertised and you volunteer for them.
So why did you want to get involved?
It's a very fine line that everybody walks. Just for making one silly mistake, you could have a friend or a relative that was incarcerated. Most members, I think, would agree that you would like to think that there was somebody there that was making sure they were looked after in a safe and equitable manner.
Most people have no experience of being inside a prison at all. You presumably go inside the prison?
Yes.
What is the atmosphere like?
It's very relaxed most of the time. It operates in a very safe, effective manner. One of the main reasons for the increased numbers is the length of sentences. Sentences are increasing, and so people are detained for longer.
But we've heard that short, sharp sentencing doesn't work.
That doesn't work, no. We see that all of the time. People are sent to prison for 3 weeks, a month. They can lose their job, they can lose their family, they can lose their home.
So is this a question without an answer?
Yes. There is no correct answer to it.
It's a bit depressing, isn't it?
It is a little bit. It's frustrating.
I approached the Justice Minister after the meeting, but she said she was there to observe and not to comment.